News and information about living with sight loss. From InfoSound.
British Wireless for the Blind Fund has recently unveiled the second generation of its Bumblebee radio and audio playing tablet. Now, if you haven't come across it before, Bumblebee is a standard Samsung 7-inch tablet loaded with Google software, which also contains British Wireless's own application, or app for short. And this app gives access to thousands of radio stations and other audio content like talking books and local talking newspapers and magazines and other general information, some of it specifically for blind and partially sighted people. They've essentially turned a bog-standard tablet into a radio and audio player that's totally controlled by touch. The first version of Bumblebee was launched in July 2017, and version 2, they say, is faster, more reliable, and responds better to the user touching and swiping the screen. The visual layout of the tablet screen is, like version 1, kept very simple, usually just three wide horizontal bands in alternating orange and black, a nod there to the appearance of a bumblebee, with a bold print menu, radio station name, title or information service name in each of those strips. But the important thing from the start about Bumblebee is that everything on the screen is spoken, as we discovered when we spoke to Ade Afolabi from British Wireless when he demonstrated the version 2 Bumblebee tablet for us by, first of all, using the screen touches or swipes, these are known as gestures, to select a radio station to listen to.
My radio stations. Radio stations library. Tap to activate.
Right, you're just swiping your thumb, right or left, to either listen to what's there or to move on in the list or go backwards and forwards. And it'll speak everything back to you, will it?
Yeah, essentially, it will speak everything back to you. So what that provides you with, it provides you with awareness of where you are within the list. And even if you were to tap anywhere else on the screen, you wouldn't be going into unexpected menus that you didn't intend for it to go. So it will actually help them to get to where they need to go.
And you've got radio station library there, so, okay, let's swipe on that and access that and see where we go from there.
Regions, items 1 to 3 of 8.
Right, to the regions, and there are 8 possible things to choose from. At the top, UK and Ireland, let's go there.
UK and Ireland, countries.
And now you've selected that.
Items 1 to 3 of 5.
And next we're going to go
Scotland,
to England.
England. Genres. Showing items 1 to 3 of 43.
Wow, so 43 genres of radio. So we've gone to the England radio stations. Some of those may well be in Scotland, Wales and other parts of the British Isles. But you can then select what the kind of music you want to hear, whether it's a speech station, whatever. Mm. And a lot to choose from. So again, you're going to navigate that lot now.
Yes, definitely. We have done a lot of work into this. It's been built over the years of different radio stations which you can listen to. So right now we're going to go into the 40s genres radio stations and see what's in there.
40s in list. Radio stations. Showing items 1 to 3 of 7. 1940s Radio UK in list.
Right, 1940s Tap Radio UK. That's one of 7 radio stations there that are 1940s genre within the English radio stations. Let's have a listen.
Water forbid it altogether.
I say, yeah, there's a blast from the past. They don't make wireless like that anymore. Right, so there we are. You've found that radio station from 9,000 possibles. In terms of getting used to using that, the touching, the swiping, if you're getting speech feedback, do people tend to get used to it reasonably quickly?
The way the system's designed to work is that as you're listening to the feedback, it's supposed to aid you in your navigation of the system. So as long as you know that you can swipe left and right to navigate the screen and get to where you want, and you rely on the speech feedback to know where you are within a list, in theory it should be quite easy for you to be able to go to the next list, to be able to select which item you want to listen to, and be able to proceed from there. So it's not overly complicated as such. There's not a lot of different gestures that you have to learn. It's quite simple. So as people get more used to the system, it should be easier for them to use.
And if you change the radio stations, add new ones, new information services, do they just automatically get updated? Do people have to do anything, or will they just wake up one day and find they've got even more radio stations potentially to listen to?
We've designed it in such a way that you don't have to update anything if there's any update on our end. So if we want to add a new radio station, you could even call us and just say, there's a new radio station that we would like added. Could you please add it on for us and we can add it to your list? So our radio station list is constantly growing. There are new radio stations that are constantly being launched. And it just updates itself in the background. So you don't have to do anything.
Now, you launched Bumblebee last year, and now this year you've updated it to version 2. What's different on version 2 that wasn't on version 1?
Version 2 is very much simplified in the way that it operates. So in regards to the gesturing system, we decided to simplify the system and decided to make it in such a way that people can just pick up the tablet, just have an easy way of understanding it. They have less things to remember and they can still able to use the tablet in such a way that it provides a better user experience for them as well. And also the application is a lot quicker, it's a lot snappier since there's been a redesign in the fundamental aspects of the application.
For people who've got version 1, can they upgrade from version 1 to version 2?
We've developed a system which allows you to automatically upgrade to version 2. So if you have version 1 right now, what should happen within the coming weeks? That it should just upgrade to version 2 without any hassle as such, and there would be no need for you to get a new tablet. If there's any particular technical issues that you're having with version 1 in regards to the tablet, we'll be happy to replace the tablet and provide you with a new one. So there's always a different solution to any sort of scenario, but the aim of the goal to for the upgrade to version 2 is just to provide a seamless upgrade.
Now, the latest Bumblebee is available from the charity British Wireless for the Blind Fund on free loan to any registrable person who meets certain criteria, for example, resident in the UK, over the age of 8, and in receipt of a means-tested benefit. And British Wireless can tell you more about that, about the Bumblebee tablet itself, and more detail about the full range of talking books, talking newspapers and magazines and information services and podcasts it can also access. And their phone number is 01 622 754 757. That's 01 622 754 757, or you can email them at info@blind.org.uk.
Power off.
Come all right.
Power off in list. Old valve radio. Power off button. Shutting down.